Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
Good morning, good morning, good morning on this wonderful September the 3rd, 2018. Can you believe it? It's September the 3rd. The kids are back in school. Camping is over with. Summertime trips are you know, getting called off. It's time to get back down to business, and it's time to talk about what's going on. You're on the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show on this fantastic, phenomenal, beautiful, wonderful Monday morning. And we do this every Monday morning. We talk about the real deal Holyfield. There's no smoking guns. We talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights. We talk about my rights, your rights, and everybody else's rights. And if we don't exercise our rights, we won't have any rights. Either we're going to stand up for something or we're going to fall for anything. Well, I got to say, John McCain, they finally laid him to rest. But boy, I didn't know his daughter had so much fire in her. Boy, she talked about the press number 45 like it was nobody's business. She was very serious. She was very pertinent. She was very understanding, very clear, and very directly to the point. I mean, she did not hold any punches. And matter of fact, let's get our co-host Clarence M. Allen in the studio with us right now. Clarence M. Allen, my brother, good morning on this wonderful morning. How you doing on this Monday?
Praise God first and foremost, giving him all the thanks and glory for everything, for waking us up and giving us another day that we didn't know was coming until we woke up. You know, so first let me just give God all the praise and glory. We had two of the greatest homegoing celebrations this week. You know, there's a lot to learn from both of them. So just thank you for having me again, Pastor Eddie Jones. I'm just honored to be welcome here on your show every day. I love
it's
you. I love all your guests and hosts, brother.
Man, we love you too, brother. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you on this morning. And I just got to ask you, man, did you hear about the shooting in San Bernardino last night, yesterday?
Yes, I did. It's a tragedy.
It is a tragedy. I just want to talk about that for 1 minute. I just want to talk about, more than 1 minute. First of all, it's the Labor Day weekend, right? Everybody's out barbecuing, having a good time, enjoying themselves in this particular building out there in San Bernardino. And all of a sudden, and I'm looking at the story right now as we speak. We're looking at the story here, and I heard it early this morning. I couldn't help it. 10 people were shot. Not one person, but 10 people were shot. And not only was 10 people shot, one kid is in critical condition. Now, you know, it's bad enough that we got to shoot one another. And it's even bad when we have to do any shooting, period. Why should we be shooting on the Labor Day weekend? We shouldn't. But we what took place is just so sad, and my heart goes out to the 10 people that were shot. Quite a few of them are in critical condition, and I understand. I don't know how true it is. I understand that they fired over 150 rounds. I heard they had two long guns, and then other people had handguns. Gun control is out of control. Clarence M. Allen, what do you say on that?
We're going according to the oppressor's plan. You know, we use this phrase by any means necessary. They are using any and every means available to program us, condition us, brainwash us. And who could ever, devise a scheme to go in an apartment unit with so much hate? You got to have hate, envy, all the evils of evil has to be within you to even think to plot something to just at random. This guy named Random, they just shooting at random. And that turns to us. We become the victims of this violence, you know. It's a syndrome. You know, it's a vortex that the mind is stuck in, and the power and the energy is so powerful, you know, like I mentioned those two songs. And then, you know, after we mourn the loss, the injuries, and all of this, we go back to music and dancing instead of going to re-educate ourselves, going to refeed our spirit and our mind and wake up, man. It's just terrible, Brother Eddie. What they want to call themselves. First of all, I'm not going to call them a gang member or a gang banger because they don't even qualify to meet any of those credentials. These are cowards. Mm. These are side busters. These are wimps. These are weasels. If you're going to be a man about something, stand up and be a man about something. But if you're going to be in your childlike state, an animal-like state where you're just one unit. You won't even open your mind to all the other aspirations that life has to offer. We're just stuck in this hate, envy. Pull me back in the bucket. Don't let nobody out. We don't care who it is. So this is just a dark, evil Pastor Eddie Jones that is
really
in our
is.
Minds, in our hearts, in our youth. Even in our people of all, we don't have to say youth, it's all ages. We have old dudes out there doing this, man. Not just just the young. You got some old dudes that promote it, you know.
Mm.
me.
Well, you know, no, that's okay. You know, I gotta say, we're definitely gonna go into your book today, Regulate the Manual, because after hearing about a shooting of 10 human beings, and I heard one's a teenager and one's a younger kid. They're barbecuing in the building. Some guys are shooting dice. They get mad over the dice game for whatever reason. Okay. You know, I remember back in the day, we played all kinds of games. Nobody got a gun and started shooting. I remember back in the day, you would have a fight with somebody, and that was it. You just had a fight. The next day, you go to school, you're friends again, everything's okay. Maybe not completely friends, but you didn't pick up a gun and shoot and kill anybody. So I don't understand the significance of what's going on now, and we need to do something to make sure that everybody gets the message that, come on, put the guns down. Is it really that serious?
Well, you know, that's James Jones, if I can chime right in, right behind that before I lose this thought, and piggyback on what you just said, back in the day where we had our difference, regardless it was a girl at a park party, a house party, a dice game, or you just didn't like the dude. You got out there, if you couldn't work it out with your mind, you use your hands. After that,
yes.
Over 75% of them dudes became best buddies after that. You couldn't even get between them. They became blood brothers and all of that, most of these dudes back in the day. But we have escalated into a time of life, and it doesn't have to just be the gangs. It's just blatant in our society now that, you know, nobody wants to reason with one another or work things out. It's just like it's just kill. Apologize. That's what it is.
No, we have to tell it like it is. It's the real deal, Holyfield. We got to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, because somebody is listening somewhere out there to the show right now, and they can hear exactly what we're saying, and they need to hear that, because the shooting is also taking place in Chicago, Detroit, New York, all over the United States. We're having these unbelievable, unnecessary shootings, and I'm just praying to God that we can get it together and fix these problems, because they're out of hand. So my heart goes out to the family members, to the mothers and the fathers and the sisters and brothers and uncles and cousins of the family members that were shot. Because when people were having a Labor Day celebration and they're all out in the front yard laying around and talking to each other and playing games or whatever they're doing, there's no need for someone to pick up a gun and start shooting. Of course, somebody had to go get a gun and respond to that gun, and then somebody had to go get a gun and respond to that gun. So they ended up having like 5 or 6 or 7 guns out there and just shooting. And a lot of innocent people got shot instead of the people that they were probably trying to shoot. And, wow, that's how we had to start the show off on this Labor Day weekend. Well, anyway, okay, for all you people out there, our topic for today, let's talk about all the free labor the United States of America has gotten off the backs of slavery, and all the free labor that has never been paid to the workers that worked in those fields picking tobacco, cotton, and other things. Okay, so I just don't understand why that has happened, but it has. Now, I want to fix something here on the show. Clarence, don't go anywhere. Clarence and Alan, talk about 40 acres and a mule and reparations.
40 acres and a mule, let me see if I can get this correctly. That was supposed to have been some type of reparation given to the slave during and after the emancipation. Now, I read an actual article on where that came from, and I can't pull it out my head exactly, but actually I believe the idea came from a black man. The 40 acre and a mule for the reparations for the free labor. You know, because you also had whites as slaves before the Atlantic slave trade here. So,
yeah.
You know, when the emancipation came, you know, they helped the whites. They even put the whites against the blacks doing that. You know, so this is how this government manipulates the slave trade, you know, because before they had blacks, they had whites was working right next to blacks all over the world, slaves, you know.
No, I'm having some technical difficulties, so I'm having a few technical difficulties. Keep talking about Okay, now here's the topic. The topic is free labor, because this is the Labor Day weekend, right? And we're always talking about labor. So, Clarence, talk about how much labor slaves put in, you know, for 400 years, and how much should we be paid? And you keep talking about that, and I'm going to work on this technical difficulty. Go right ahead. Take the floor, brother.
Well, I don't think I could get to the astronomical number of the debt, but back during the time of slavery, some of these old banks we have, they made over trillions of dollars. You know, it's a lot of money, so much money put away that we don't know about from slavery, from these old banks. They're sitting on these, not billions, trillions, and maybe even more than that. You know, emancipation, what it didn't free us. It bought us, if I can explain it, it purchased us from the slave masters to the United States government. Emancipation, it means to like transfer of ownership. That's, see, we have to redefine that word, because when we redefine that word, we are still in our mental aspects, still in this bondage. We're still here mentally. You know, we've been freed from the plantation, but look at the way we're acting out here. You know, so they have trillions of dollars. There's no astronomical number that I couldn't even think of the fathom to even make it close. That would take a lot of great research.
Well, you know, Clarence, I wanted to talk about this on the show, because when they say Labor Day, we're celebrating Labor Day. I think about the Asians have reparation in our country, because I remember when they put them in camps right here in the United States of America, but they were paid reparations. The Jews were put into camps. They also, too, were paid reparations. African-American, Black Americans, colored people, Negroes have not been paid reparations from the United States of America for the free labor. And I'm talking about 400 and something years of free labor and being beat and castrated and whipped and separated and stolen and sent off to different places. Sold like groceries, treated like animals. I believe in my heart of heart that the United States of America owes African Americans, Black people, Negroes, colored people, reparations. Clarence M. Allen, please chime in on that. Brother Clarence, are you there? Okay, Brother Clarence, you're coming in kind of broken up. Say that again. Come back in. Okay.